The time is 12 o'clock. It's now Christmas Day. The Radio London singers will be all set to go in just a moment. Let's have a trumpet fanfare.
Let's look out on the feast of Stephen, where the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel.
When a lowman came in sight, gathering winter bugle.
To certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay,
in fields where they lay watching their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And on behalf of all the disc jockeys gathered, to you and your family, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, very Merry Christmas.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for the King of angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
We repeat, ladies and gentlemen, not only on behalf of the boys who are on board, whom you know, but on behalf of Tony Blackburn, Peter Drummond, Paul Kay, Mark Roman, and Norman St. John, who are enjoying Christmas at home, we wish you, as a joint team, a very Merry Christmas, and we wish Kenny Everett...
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kenny. Happy birthday to you.
Impossible.
Now back to Michael Lennox, who's going to carry you 3 to 2 with the help of every disc jockey on board tonight to bring to the early morning of Christmas all the music you and your family want to hear. And of course we go 24 hours right throughout Christmas, the highlight of which will be 11 till 2 when Ed Stewart will be your... Oh, because I never wear him. 28. He says his passport is 39. He's a midget, you know. He's a midget. Yes, oh, yes, I thought. The highlight will, of course, be the Colgate Palmolive Hour.
And the Hermione Hour.
The Hermione Hour.
From 4 to 5, yes.
4 to 5:30.
And just while we're here, I'm very pleased to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because I know that not only in Holland, but certainly in England, the captain and the Dutch crew have won many, many friends since we started 2 years and a couple of days ago. And so we welcome warmly to the microphone, always at the helm at the right moment, Captain Bunnegar. Merry Christmas, Captain.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Tony. I'm not at the helm at the moment because we're still at anchor and very safe. Thanks very much, Tony.
As a matter of fact, I thought after 2 years of being at anchor that this was the helm.
Yes, this is the thing where you make money, yes.
Merry Christmas.
I think you got the wrong pronunciation between helm and home.
No, helm.
Oh, helm and home. Yes. Helm. I think the captain thought you said at home.
No, this is the holy holiness.
Oh, the holy holiness. Tony, I wonder if I can just interrupt for a moment, because after all, this is my program from 11 to 3. Can we have all of the disc jockeys and all of the crew, one at a time, come up to the microphone, give their names, and sort of say, Happy Christmas to everybody. Could we do that? We'll start out with Tony Windsor, T.W., saying Happy Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas to you and to the families, ladies and gentlemen. Over to, Michael, the chief engineer, the captain, chief engineer, whom you'll introduce.
Yes. You know, Tony...
To the friends in England.
Yes, I want to say thank you very much for all the best wishes we received, all the cards for my crew and me, and I hope you have a very happy
friends in England. I'm very glad to give a word to you. I'm very proud to be on this ship, and I hope you will enjoy our program next year.
Oh, very, very nice. We've got a very good chief engineer. And here's the stew pot who's just popped into the studio.
There.
Ooh, yes. Myrtle!
Well, she's there as well, of course.
Well, howdy and Merry Christmas, Myrtle.
Happy Christmas. No, I'd just like to say Happy Christmas, and to everybody who's also away from home, hope you're thinking of your family, because I'm sure they'll all be thinking of you, as I hope you're all thinking of me at the moment there. Anyway, Happy Christmas. Here's Kenny.
Kenny Everett. And say
hey,
just like to say hello to Mum in Twinkle Cottage, Bread and Butter Lane, and, oh well, back to the ginger ale. Bye! Okay, Kenny Everton, thank you. Oh, we've got Keith Skews lined up now.
Fantas Merry Christmas, and a cardboard one as well.
Oh, they're all trying to outdo each other with humor, you know, friends, they are. Oh, Chuck Blair.
This is Chuck Blair. Merry, Merry Christmas to all my friends and back home in the colonies, and a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to the sheriff in Texas, and I didn't mean to steal the horses. Bye, everybody.
I recognized that accent from the colonies. I noticed you would like very sincerely,
Michael,
to bring in the engineer.
Oh, one of my good friends. Chuck Blair hasn't heard about the War of Independence yet, though. Bring over our good friend from the Commonwealth. Where's Kenny Everett? Kenny Everett, Holy Hermione Batman, come here. But before we go on, we are going on, I know, friends and neighbors, but it is fun at Christmas time.
Oh, Mike, I'd just like to say, Holy Hermione, it's that woman again.
And
I
here he is.
Very Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope you're having as good a time as we're having now.
Thank you very much, Hermione. Oh, isn't he got a deep voice? Very masculine, he is. Have we missed anybody? We have missed someone,
oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, in tweed.
Okay, I think we've just about come to the end. We've had Keith Skews, we've had Tony Windsor, we've had Ed Stewart, we've had Chuck Blair, we've had Hermione.
And with the Oxfam program coming through tomorrow, the highlight between 11 and 2, while you're having a Christmas dinner, is, as you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a tremendous amount of work to be done behind stage. And that belongs to Richard Swainson.
Where's Richard Swainson?
Then I'd just like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year.
Did you mention Alan?
Oh, very dignified. Good on yourself.
Did you mention Alan? Did you mention Alan? Did you say hello to Alan?
I'd have thrown baby.
He's
what's
had
your
a
game.
Oh yes, well, cut him off immediately.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you very much, Michael. Thank you very much, boys. We're going to play a disc for you now. I hope that
yes, we have got
we've
a disc
got a very
ready.
Christmassy record. We do, all of us. Wish you, and we hope that we can entertain you and your families right throughout this very wonderful day. A very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
It took 8.5 minutes to do it, but we do wish you
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Arrived in Christmas Day thanks to Percy Faith and his orchestra. Wasn't that something else again? I couldn't get them to shut up. I said, listen, fellas, you've got to leave the studio. We must play some music. The boss is going to fire me. But they wouldn't listen to me at all. Actually, it was rather enjoyable, and we always look forward to and wait for Christmas with anticipation. And we do hope very sincerely that you have a very Merry Christmas. 10:30 past 12 o'clock, the number 7 sound on the Radio London Fab 40. Anywhere that you want me, this is done by the Troggs.